Mandy Malone's audio podcasts are for consenting adults only. The material contained on this and other podcasts is not intended for minors under the age of 18. 21 in jurisdictions where 21 is the age of majority, those who do not desire to be exposed to sexually explicit material, leave now. If your community does not allow such, you must also leave. Access is allowed only to adults who are familiar with sexually explicit material of this nature and who are not offended by this material and desire to be exposed to this material. This podcast may contain artistic and literary value as well as educational information regarding sexual matters relating to masturbation, cuckolding for responsible adults interested in this type of information. If you are easily offended or uncomfortable with this, please leave now. You must agree to release the creditors of this website, its owners, service providers, and other affiliates or agents from any and all liabilities. Click on this podcast only if you agree with these terms. Thank you. Woodsman is back in town on this very, very chilly evening. I had some real cucky fun with my woodsman. Let me tell you about this guy. He's a real cuckold for all you cuckies out there who, you know, you see all this stuff on the internet and you wonder what's real and what isn't. These stories about woodsmen are true. Now, you can look on my blog, and I created a category for woodsmen, so there's three or four other posts. And these stories are really quite amazing because he actually was submissive to this girl who dominated him, and he really didn't understand it at the time because it was a while ago, and people really didn't have a name for it, but she just did it naturally to him, and he accepted it because he wanted to be with her. And in this particular episode, Woodsman was living with this girl. They had graduated from school and they were living together, and everything was fine until one day she basically told him that she had to tell him something. Apparently their sex life wasn't so good. He would have premature ejaculation. He has a small cock. It's like 4 inches, I think. And one day she told him that she had been seeing someone else, and he told me he wasn't really particularly surprised. So anyway, he told me that it turned out it was his best friend. Now, that's a little bit hard to take. And to make matters worse, she said that he was going to come over, his best friend, that evening because, you know, they wanted to get it all out in the open, and his best friend didn't want to have any hard feelings with him. So he did. This guy came over, and they talked. And not only did they talk, but this guy ended up having sex with Woodsman's girlfriend that night in Woodsman's house or apartment. Oh boy. So this guy would come over to have sex with this girl all the time. Sometimes Woodsman would watch. Sometimes he'd be in the room with them or in the apartment. He would get to, you know, see her rear view, like she might be doggy style. He might be pounding her. And I guess what it was he must have been fascinated by this whole thing. That's what I get from this, because, you know, he just put up with it. She wasn't having sex with Woodsman. She was only having sex with his best friend, who, by the way, had a nice, big, thick, juicy 8-inch cock. And, you know, Woodsman, for that matter, really couldn't keep it up, and she probably couldn't feel it too well because, you know, his cock was small compared to this guy that was pounding her to death. Well, this I found particularly amusing. One day, she came up with something new. She told Woodsman that he was going to have to accept this, that she wanted him to make her and her lover breakfast. So he did. He went down and cooked them breakfast, brought it up to the bedroom, and she was like sitting on his best friend's cock. She made Woodsman feed her the scrambled eggs while she sat there. I mean, apparently she wasn't bouncing around. She had, like, stopped. She ate this food while she humiliated Woodsman standing there feeding her. Now, I mean, this is what I mean. He's a real cuckold, a real cucky boyfriend. She would take showers with this guy, watch TV, and they would do boyfriend-girlfriend kind of things, and that really hurt my poor Woodsman. And I feel bad for him for that because, I mean, you know, a real cuckold relationship is just about sex. I mean, they're not supposed to. You're not supposed to, like, start a whole relationship with your lover. I mean, now that's more about, you know, an affair. But anyway, she definitely made Woodsman submissive, and he put up with all this stuff because he liked her so much. So I hope you've enjoyed Woodsman's tale of cuckold woe today, because it is hot and it's true. And his best friend did have a big cock, and Woodsman has a teeny weeny clitty, and his friend had a double the size cock of Woodsman. So, Woodsman, what this boils down to is you're a little dick loser. And your friend was a big cocked wonder who pounded your girlfriend to death. Oh, and I hope all you wannabe cuckies out there are getting some ideas from this. Maybe you can run these ideas past one of your girls and maybe she'll make you into a real cuckold, too. And I'll keep you posted, because I have a feeling Woodsman has a lot more good stories to tell me. Mwah. Have a great night, Woodsman.